10 signs he's scared how much he loves you. He has a fear of commitment, plus 3 law of attraction suggestions.
This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Sink and prepare to be empowered.
Hello, everyone. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whatever time you're listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink, and we are soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle flying in the direction of your dreams and your goals. You know, we've been doing this podcast since 2009 on iTunes and 1 year on YouTube. And we're absolutely thrilled that we've been able to help so many people in 60 different countries save their marriage, save their relationship, fall in love, find their soulmate. We just think it's absolutely wonderful, not to mention all the other things that we apply the law of attraction to. Number one, listen to me. This is important. He's been hurt before, seriously. He went through a serious breakup, and he talks about it, well, he talks about it maybe more often than you would like to hear. This is the first sign that he's scared of how much he loves you. And this fear of pain is what makes him apprehensive to go full speed forward into the kind of committed, loving relationship that you desire and you deserve. Number two, this may seem a little strange, but you see the number 555 all the time. And this is an indication that he is in a state of conflict, that your relationship, while you're not maybe not fighting together, maybe you're getting along okay, but there's an underlining conflict in your relationship. And the conflict may be that you desire a more committed relationship and he's holding back. But either way, if you see that number 555, that's one of the 10 signs that he's scared of how much he loves you. I am Robert Zink, your miracle mentor and alchemy life coach. Want to remind you to claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Now understand, during the 30 minutes, we can't solve any of your problems, but what we can do is talk to you about a miracle mentoring program that can change your life, save your relationship, make all things new again and better. Give us a call or write us. Go to lawofattractionsolutions.com and simply claim your 30 minutes to find out about miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Sign number three, he plays with you and he's fun. You're having fun. And then suddenly he stops. And you two may be rolling around on the bed or in the hay, laughing and giggling. And then all of a sudden he gets up and he walks away. That's a sign that he's afraid of his deep emotions and connection with you. Oh yes, he deeply loves you. But he's afraid, he's scared of being hurt again. And so at one point in his life, he may have made a promise to himself that he would never become committed again in a relationship. Men tend to do that kind of thing. They tend to make lifetime promises to themselves. Doesn't mean that the two of you can't have an incredible relationship. We'll talk more about that later. Number four. He fractionates. This is a hypnotic term, but what it simply means is that he's intimate one day and maybe a little aloof the next. And then he's intimate and then he's aloof. And every time you push forward, he becomes a little bit more aloof. You see what I'm saying? So pushing forward is usually not the best way to go. There are ways to draw him toward you. And of course, we talk about that in depth and we give you significant, powerful techniques when we're talking about when we get into miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Number five, he talks about the future, but in vague language. One of these days, wouldn't it be nice? In other words, everything is kind of vague. Yeah, I'd like to move up north, but he doesn't say, I'd like to move to this city, this town, with you, and I'd like to do it no later than this date. He's not specific. He's fairly vague. Or if you're specific, he just kind of nods his head and goes along with it. Number six, if you're not living together, you may find that he goes off radar. He'll be off radar for a month or two, and then he'll come back. Or he may only be off radar for a week or a few days. But he's off radar, and then he's back. Then he's off, and then he's back. And usually he'll have something to tell you, like, oh, I've been very busy doing a lot of work, working long hours, that kind of thing. But trust me, when a man is hungry for love, he can always find the time. He can always find the energy. And he can always make the hours. Number seven, he is slow or reluctant to show affection in public. And in other words, everybody knows you're together. He's oftentimes looking at you and he's watching you. He thinks you're absolutely beautiful, but he just kind of holds back on the affection in public. And again, this is sign number seven, that he is scared of how much he loves you and is fearful of a committed relationship. Sign number eight, he may get jealous, but he vehemently denies it. I am not jealous at all. What are you talking about? You're out of your mind. He may show a little jealousy if another male gives you attention, but then he pulls back. You see what I'm saying? He pulls back and he denies it. In other words, he doesn't want you to know how vulnerable he really is. Number nine, he tells you he's afraid of his feelings. I mean, he's honest with you. He says, look it, I have a lot of feelings for you, and I'm afraid of how much I feel for you. This scares me. And so this may be an honest way of saying, and I like this way, by the way, because it is honest and it's upfront, of saying, can we go a little slower? Can we take this a little slower? I need to be sure of my footing. Number 10, you know he wants to express feelings. You can tell by his eyes, the way he looks at you, but then he just holds back. Well, those are your 10 signs. Now, here are your three Law of Attraction suggestions. Law of Attraction suggests that you visualize your future. Visualize the two of you doing little things. You know, I mean, yeah, you can visualize a wedding if you want, that's fine. But visualize the two of you cleaning the house together, perhaps cooking breakfast together, sitting over a glass of wine at your favorite restaurant together. Those kinds of visualizations that stir up deep emotions. Number two, visualization is so important that I'm going to suggest that you create a vision board. Now, if he's around all the time, maybe you want to put it on your smartphone. Maybe you want to put it on your laptop so that when you open your laptop, there's your vision board. And and you want pictures of the two of you together, pictures where you're having fun, laughing, but you also want pictures of things that you have talked about doing in the future or places you've talked about going. And number three, last but certainly not least, gratitude, 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 gratitude every day, all day long. Gratitude, and make it present tense. I am so grateful for my relationship. I am so grateful that the two of us communicate so well. I am so grateful for the time we spend together. And you can go on and on and on. But the more you are grateful and you make it present tense, the more likely the universe will be able to match up what you truly desire and give you the committed relationship of love and happiness that you absolutely deserve. I'm so excited for you. You are closer then you know. If we can help you, please contact us. Have a wonderful day filled with love and happiness, because you absolutely deserve it. Bye-bye now.